This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 1 hour. My name is Lee Elsie, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Man, I get a chance to sit in this big, giant throne of a seat, USA Radio Network broadcast from one side of the country all the way to the other. But today, I'm laughing because I'm in my home studio here in Connecticut, which is the center of power outages. Half of the state doesn't have power. That was the reason I couldn't be with you on Tuesday, but we're back. I have power, but most of the state, half of the state still doesn't have power as they're working on it. Everybody is complaining. Everybody's going crazy here in the state of Connecticut. They have had issues with the power, a bunch of the power companies raising prices, and here we get hit with this very, I thought, mild storm. It was a nothing burger storm. And half the state loses power. But I'm laughing because I'm sitting right next to my dog, who is an attention... I'm not going to say the bad word. But he likes attention. Let's put it that way. So he is going to be trying to manipulate my attention to a certain extent. But we'll have to let him be. If he barks, you're going to know he just wants me to pet him more. But that can't happen because we're broadcasting to the entire nation. So welcome aboard. And I want to thank Wayne and Chris and the rest of the crew at the USA Radio Network for sending me such great messages and pulling from my father, who is still in the hospital. Actually, he's more in a medical facility. And Wayne was talking about this last week. My father actually, he contracted COVID-19. We have no idea where he got the virus, no idea how he got the virus. I mean, literally, this state, Connecticut, has been trending in the other direction. So he really doesn't go anywhere. He goes to the market. He wears a mask. He tries to anywhere. Maybe he's slipping out in some different places I don't know about. He's 87, but he got it. And I just got to tell you this story because it's worth the time for me to tell it in a scale of wherever you may be and having it to do with healthcare. You need to pay attention to some of this stuff because the longer I live, the more I realize that you have to be your own advocate for your own healthcare or healthcare of somebody else. Nobody else is really going to do it for you. And what I mean by that is you have to ask all the questions. You have to be diligent. You have to be like a pit bull, and you have to be nonstop. If there is a question, you have to ask it. If you don't get the answer you want, you got to ask it again and again and again. Because healthcare people, although they're putting their life on the line literally and they're working very hard and they're saving lives and in a larger sense, they are real, true, blue American heroes. They're also human beings and they forget things. Or, they're like anybody else. They have a job and at a certain point, maybe during the course of their job, they're tired that day or they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to call somebody back. And I get all those things. I do. I understand that. But let me just tell you this. So my father's 87, and he has had a life filled with somewhat considered the disaster. He had a wall fall on him when I was 13. If he was working in a construction site, they were blasting in the area. The scaffold started to fall. The wall started to fall. Fell right on him. He had the last rites declared on him twice when I was 13. So I spent a majority of my young teenage years, 13, 14, 15, in hospitals. He's had dozens of surgeries to correct this stuff during the course of his life. He's been on pain meds forever and a million other meds. And, he's one of those guys who eats what he wants, does what he wants, so he's on a thousand other different medications. So when he shows up at the hospital, he looks like, he's on his last legs, but he's like a cat. He's got 9 lives, and I think he used number 7 because it looks like he's going to pull through, which is fantastic news. He had a couple of really rough days, Saturday and Sunday, and kind of turned it around, and now here we are Thursday, and all things look great. All things look like green lights on Broadway, so we're all pulling for him, and I thank you for everybody out there who are sending prayers or what have you. But What happened was on Tuesday of last week, so that would be the end of July, right? Yeah, the end of July, sorry. July 31st. That's not even right. I don't know what day it was. End of July. And on a Tuesday, you know, I go over there every other day, kind of check in on him, see what's going on. But I didn't get a chance to go over there on that Tuesday. And he was supposed to meet his sister, and she had called, and he could barely get out of bed. Couldn't stand, couldn't do anything. So my brother dialed 911, ambulance came, picked him up, took him to our local emergency room. Okay. So at the emergency room, he's presenting high fever. He's got fluid in the lungs, got weakness. So they give him a battery of cardiac tests, you know, maybe because he's had cardiac issues in the past, which is fine. And they give him all these different tests. And eventually, it was like four hours later, they send him home after literally a dozen tests. Things that I've never even heard of, like, EKG, yes, but I mean, a peptide test, a troponin test, an ISTAT test, a CBC differential test, all these things, and sent him home. But the one test they didn't give him was a COVID test. Didn't send him home with a COVID test. So we all go and see him, me, my wife, my brother. We all go to the house, see how he is. I bring him food. His neighbors stop by. And, you know, my dad is a conservative guy, and his friends are conservative, so nobody was really wearing a mask. I actually was. I made the decision, because I thought on Tuesday that he had it. He had all the signs, so I started wearing a mask when I was around him Tuesday and even early Wednesday. But nobody else really did. His sister didn't. And Wednesday came rolling around, and Wednesday he was worse than Tuesday. Okay, so again, me and my brother were over there. It's like 8 o'clock at night. He can, you know, barely get in and out of bed. Got to call 911 again because I can't get him to the door. He can't walk. 911, hospital, ambulance comes. Off to the hospital we go. And this time around, after, you know, a little bit of a battle in the emergency room, which is remarkable to me because that's what I'm saying about being an advocate for yourself or somebody else. They're, like, not wanting to give him these tests. They want to send him home, which is, he looks like, yeah, he's a shell of his normal self, which isn't necessarily all that robust, right? He's, you know, he's not Hercules anymore. So he's a shell of a shell, and they want to send him home. And, again, they want to send him home without a COVID test. I'm like, you guys got to give him this test. And they decide to do it. Now, the test for them, I guess, it was a six-hour test. It seems like there's a million different variables to these tests. You can get a test in an hour. You can get a test in a couple hours. You can get a test in 20 minutes. You can get a test in 4 days. The one they were going to give him, they administered it at 11 o'clock at night, and they told us they would tell us when they got the result. So, actually, that was a Wednesday night. So my brother stayed in the hospital for the first hour. Then we just kind of waited because they told us they were going to admit him for the overnight. So that was good. Then at like 3:30 in the morning, we had a text message from the hospital saying, yeah, he has COVID. So the whole dynamic changed. Now everybody who had come in contact with him is now, you know, scared to death. I'm not scared to death because I don't feel as though this thing is going to kill me, knock on wood. Hopefully it won't if I ever were to get it. But I feel like, you know, it attacks, and Wayne talks about this all the time, it attacks a certain group of people with vicious ferocity. And my father's actually one of those groups, old and has many, many different conditions. But everybody around me, my wife happens to be very nervous about that stuff. She is immune compromised, so she was in panic mode. His sister, my brother, and he was around his whole family, and then he has a son, my son, who plays basketball. So now everybody on that team is affected. It's like a ripple in a pond effect. So everybody who's associated with anybody that came in contact with my father, like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, are now affected, right? They all have to go get a test. So probably by the time you stop counting, it may be, you know, 50, 60 people, and this is, you know, one guy who's sitting in his bedroom, but because everybody who touched him got touched by somebody else who got touched by somebody else, now 50, 60 people have to go get tests. It's so irresponsible for the hospital to do that in this particular time when everybody is screaming about COVID and how everybody is dying because of it. So now everyone that, again, I just mentioned had to go out and get their own test. I've gotten two since that time just to make sure. My wife has gotten a couple as well. It's like I said, one after another, after another, after another. And on top of that, you know, like I said before, these hospitals, I have such respect for nurses and doctors. It's unmeasurable how much respect I have for them. But, you know, these men and women who put their lives on the line every single day are human beings. Like I said before, they're heroes, no question about it. But they have too much on their plate. They can't deal with someone like me, or they can't deal with someone like, you know, my brother or my wife when they want to ask questions, because they've got too much going on. So I'd be an advocate, me personally. Maybe it's time that hospitals across the country create a permanent patient hospital family liaison. So if you've got a question, like, all the information gets pumped into this liaison. Doctors have to send, when they send their reports, bang, it goes right to the liaison. You call up, you say, I'm so-and-so, I'm the one that, you know, I'm supposed to get called when it comes to my father or my uncle or my cousin or whatever. And that liaison gives you an entire sort of breakdown of, you know, what that patient is going to go through, what they have in store for them. And I just, you don't have that. And that happened to me today. Right, I was trying to find information today. I got this sort of brushed off by the new medical facility that I was staying at. So, I mean, I just don't understand it. I get it. They're great people. They're heroic people. They're people saving lives. But they got to remember that there are other folks out here who are in sort of this really weird world where we don't know, and especially when you can't visit because of COVID anymore to the hospital. All right, I rambled. Thank you for listening, Ted. I wanted to get it off my chest. Listen, if you guys want to call in, 833-927-8255. I'm sitting here looking out over my backyard waiting for a wolf or a coyote to come through. So you want to chat all things up for grabs. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck! As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The MAGA Mall is one of the sponsors of this show and they're the sponsors of this segment. It is your one-stop online shopping mall, The MAGA Mall. Don't forget to put The in front, The MAGA Mall. One-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection, the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps is embroidered, every star and stripe, presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10. So it's a Rolls-Royce quality at a Chevrolet price. And then we give you another 10% off when you say WAR10 for Wayne Allyn Root. WAR10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's themagamall.com.
All right, we're back. Then you are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. The first hour, Tuesdays and Thursdays, usually, depending upon the weather and whether or not we get the power knocked out, I get a chance to sit in the big seat. And Wayne, in fact, will be here at the top of the hour. Chris pushing all the buttons. Once again, 833-927-8255. Perfect time for you guys to call in. I have no scheduled guests this hour, just me and you. So if there's something you want to get off your chest, absolutely 100%. I would love to talk to you. So the ACLU is back at it again, and here in this state and across the country as well. But in particular, we have a big debate going on, and I'm sure other communities are having the same debate about the police accountability and things like that. We had a police accountability law passed in Connecticut, and what's interesting is the ACLU immediately came out after this law was signed by the governor just the other day. They had a special session, and they threw all these different wrinkles in this one. And like I said, I'm sure this is happening in your community, whether you're listening again in California or Vegas, Texas, wherever. I'm sure folks are discussing switching the rules and coming down harder on the police officers, and even though in some cases it's certainly not warranted. But the ACLU, before the ink is even dry on the pen, they want to actually change the way officers do. In fact, they want to get rid of traffic stops. They want to get rid of any motor vehicle violation, let's say broken headlight, not signaling when changing lanes, possibly having an expired tag, something that a cop may pull you over for and do a random sort of check, that a lot of times you ask a police officer turns into a much bigger arrest. Maybe that person has drugs on them. Maybe they're drunk. Maybe there's other kinds of things that are going on. Maybe there's a handgun or some kind of a weapon in the car that ends up getting seized. So these traffic stops, these what seem to be benign traffic stops, a lot of times turn into something more. And this is the crux of it, because the ACLU wants people to be let out of prison. Well, they want to stop traffic stop violations. They want to put an end to that stuff. And the ACLU here now has been pushing really hard to get a lot of people let out of prison. In fact, they're calling it the Redemption Campaign, Embracing Clemency, a nationwide effort aimed at liberating 50,000 people in 5 years through the explicit authority of governors. And they have this petition they want you to sign. And apparently it's, as everything else is, it's racially motivated, because according to the ACLU, anybody that's in prison that happens to be a person of color probably got there unwarrantedly, and they should be let out. Black and Latino people make up 57% of the state's prisons populations. Out of the 37 people who were indicted, three individuals were white, and the rest of them were black or Latino. In other words, the majority of folks now who are being or spending time in prison are of color. Now, are they breaking the law to get in there? Chances are they are. If it's a drug charge, well, having cocaine or heroin, or in some cases marijuana in some places, is against the law. If you want to change the law, then change that law. You can't take people who are in prison, and rightfully and so, and just let them out willy-nilly. Look what's going on in places across the country. Look what's happened in New York, the state of New York, where they let, 5,000 prisoners out because of COVID, and about 55% of those prisoners wound up committing a crime again within the first couple of weeks. Imagine living, by the way, I know we got a lot of folks listening in New York. Imagine living in New York right now. What a joke that state is, that city is. Maybe we can get into that a little bit when we come back. Well, our number is 833-927-8255. It's 833-927-8255. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the first hour here tonight for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be at the top of the hour. Don't move. It's the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump visiting a Whirlpool factory in the battleground state of Ohio. The president saying he'll always fight for manufacturing jobs and points to a 2018 executive order he signed imposing tariffs on foreign-made washing machines.
Whirlpool's 9 factories across the United States were soon thriving like never before, investing in new products, new infrastructure, and hundreds of new American jobs.
Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says,
"For over 60 days, federal properties in Portland, particularly the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been attacked by violent criminals, violent opportunists, and violent anarchists. Our federal officers have faced assaults from bricks, baseball bats, sledgehammers, Molotov cocktails."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour, so I got another 24 minutes with you. And I think my very good friend is on hold. I reached out to him because I figured, you know what, if there's somebody who could break down the craziness that's going on around the country and around the world, it's this guy, a former fellow in the Homeland Security National Security Law Center for the National Policy in Washington, D.C., my good friend Glenzel Macy. That's just a tiny fraction of all of the dubious honors that he has, including the Bryant University Provost. Glenn, how are you, man?
Hey, Mr. Elsie, great to be on, and I look forward to hearing Mr. Root 7, but it is terrific to get a chance to talk to you tonight, Lee.
Well, listen, I thank you for calling up. I'm sure you're on your way, tuxedo, and all that goes along with that to some fancy function. First, I got to ask you, everybody okay? Everybody, you know, COVID-free? No, everybody, right. You know, doing good?
I understand this is a concern for many people around the country, and we have to be careful, and I think just basic things of wearing a mask and 6 feet and social distancing, but Lee, we have 7 children, and the 9 of us, no one has come in contact with it, and we're thankful for that, but we hope that everybody stays safe and healthy, and that you and Christine are well, and everybody's well out there, but I think we're turning the corner on this. We got to start being a little more optimistically, a little more recognizing that the country's getting better. The president's doing a great job turning the corner on this, and we're going to be ready to move forward here shortly. It sounds like there's a lot of opportunities for a vaccine in the not too distant future, and we all have to hope for that and pray for it. And it's okay to pray.
Right.
So if you choose to pray for it, you should pray for it because it's going to help the entire country. It's going to help our schools. It's going to help our children. And once we get this vaccine, we're going to be through this thing, and we're going to be back to being the great America we once were.
Let's get to that, because I want to talk to you a little bit about that. A lot of times when we have you on, we talk about constitutional things and different types of scenarios. And, you know, recently we've had some very curious decisions on the Supreme Court, and if we have time, we can get to that. But I just wanted to ask you about the general sense of the country. I mean, you're plugged in. You're at a college, university. You see the kids come and go. You kind of get a feel for that. But on a general sense, you look around, everyone wants to defund the police. Big cities want to defund the police department. It seems as though the cops have been, I think they've been treated completely unfair, and now we're watching spikes in crime in different places. So tell me, from your vantage point, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think it's an interesting dynamic. I think it's important for everybody to recognize that we want to be fair and equal to every person in America. And if there isn't that commitment, I don't know anybody that isn't committed to that. And the important thing is that we look at every American citizen, no matter what their race, gender, nationality, sexual orientation, anything, we're Americans. And we are America, the great American experiment is living on. There are those that are hijacking an otherwise legitimate concern for race relations that are making it into a situation where they're really Marxists. And they're looking to destroy what is the great America. And I think it's important for us to stop and just recognize all of us are in this together. We're in this in the pandemic. We're in this in race relations. We're in this in the election. We're Americans. And if we stop for a minute and just recognize all we have done and the great we have done for America, for the United States, for Latin America, for Africa, for Asia, for Europe after World War II, we've done tremendous things, and the greatness of America will live through this. But I think there are some people trying to undermine it, but I think both political parties, I think all of us have to stop and take a moment, take a pause and say, you know what? I'm tired of putting down America. It's a great place to be. It's the place where everybody wants to be. And I love the place. And if anyone wants to condemn me for saying I love America, I apologize. But I'm not going to at all take any sort of thing away from my love of America, because it's what I spent 31 years defending, and it's an incredible place. And I think if we stop and think about what George Washington called the great American experiment, it lives on. We are the best hope for mankind. And the more we do that, Lee, when we remind the youth, that's what this is about. We're learning. We've evolved and gotten better and better and stronger. And, you know, I think that's just something that's important for everybody to hear.
Glenn Simacy, National Security Institute, Bryant University, Provost. He comes on with us every once in a while. I cannot thank him enough when he does that. And, again, breaking down sort of what is good in America. But the problem is, Glenn, you know, every single conversation seems to circle the drain back to some kind of a race issue, no matter what it is. Now we're in this endless cycle of it comes back to race. Any conversation comes back to race. Even, you know, I don't think so, Lee.
I would disagree with you on that. I think we just have to, all of us have to recognize what I think if we emphasize in the media and other places that we are really, and there's legitimate concerns on all sides. You know, I've discussed this with you for years, for probably a decade, that there's legitimate concerns that have to be remedied. But I think we have to look at things from a holistic perspective, that we have to look at it more pragmatically. What's really the best thing for America? What's the best thing for all of us? And I think, you know, rather than just saying I don't think that everything becomes, I think the reality is that when we say that everything is a certain issue, right now we're in the midst of a pandemic. We should be focused on remedying that as a country. We're all wearing masks. We're all social distancing. Find things that unify people rather than that divide people. And I agree with you. I mean, there's a certain sense that some people are looking to do that. But I think it's important that Americans stop and look at each other and recognize we're all in this together. Every person, poor, rich, middle class, no matter what it is, we've got to fight through this first before we get to anything else right now. And once we get through that, then we can have very, very good conversations and debates. But when you start hearing people taking this to the lower level, it's very, very unfortunate. So what you're alluding to, I don't think it's necessarily always about one issue, but I think it's that people are looking for negatives when there's so many positives. There's so many heroes out there that are doing great things. We have great police that are doing great things. We have great firemen that are doing great things. We have great military that are still defending our country overseas, that are patrolling around defending the flag of the United States. We have great doctors, nurses. We have school teachers that are rising to the occasion. What I have found, and I guess this is the problem with me, Lee, is that when I hear people being negative, I find that the greatness in America is showing now. I mean, I have so many professors at Bryant that are rising to the occasion, looking out for each other, finding a way to teach classes, high school teachers, elementary school teachers. As you know, I've got kids from college, high school, middle school, and even first grade, and all the teachers are rising to the occasion, so our school teachers are rising. Everyone is, and I think the real issue is what comes up so often, Lee, that you and Wayne Allen Root and others help, is that it's okay to be positive. There's so much negative in the mainstream media that it portrays an image that isn't necessarily true. Let's look at the heroes. There are heroes everywhere right now in America, Lee. Everywhere. And we need to celebrate them and not focus on these negatives.
I think you're right about that. In fact, social media right now is blowing up with USA, USA, USA. So you're hitting a lot of great talking points that are pulling at some of the heartstrings of some of the people listening right now.
I don't have any talking points for the record, Lee. For the record, this is just me talking.
No, but my point is that you are making great points. I'm just trying to explain that on a daily basis with what I do, talking to people, it always seems to spin and fall back. Whenever there's a negative, you know, for example, taking a knee during the national anthem. Okay, that's now caused a lot of people a lot of angst, and folks don't want to watch sports, and folks don't want to, they don't want to have these heroes anymore that they once had, and it's caused, I think, a lot of discussions in kitchen tables across the country as to whether or not you should take a knee for the national anthem, and that turns back to race. Police, the way police treat folks in traffic stops or getting arrested turns back into race all the time when it doesn't have to. So, anyway, listen, I think you're the best. Trust me, I
understand what you're saying. I apologize. I just think that it's important to be positive.
And you're sick of me. I can tell. The more, you're sick of talking to me already.
I love you, buddy. I love you guys and what you do for our
community. I get it.
More important than anything else, because the real issue is that we don't hear from people like enough from you and Wayne Allen Root and Tucker Carlson, and those folks are setting an example for the whole country, and they're really the ones saying we got to stand up. So thank you, Lee.
No, thank you. I mean, listen, we do need more people like you with positive spin. I know there's a lot of negative out there. Glensel Macy, National Security Institute, my good friend, Provost Bryant University. We got to take a break. Wayne Allen Root will be at the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Boomer Natural is the sponsor of this last segment of today's show. The kind of face covering you use really matters, and there's no choice now. I don't care how many of my listeners and fans hate masks, I do too, and I try to never wear them. Now it is the law in the state of Nevada, and if you don't wear it, either you get in trouble or the business owner gets in trouble. There's no choice, or they won't let you in. So you got to wear it sometimes, and I rarely go out. When I do, I might go 10 minutes to a Costco or 5 minutes to a supermarket. Okay, so I could put on a mask for 5 or 10 minutes, or I run into my P.O. Box store to get the mail. That's 30 seconds, and I put the mask on for 30 seconds. There's just no choice. They demand it, or you can't get in to get your mail. So the kind of protection you use really matters. If you're going to use a mask, you might as well get the best. You might as well get the least expensive. You might as well get the best quality. That's Natural's 30-day, 30-use protective face cover. Sizes for adults and children with 3 cloth layers. Silver technology. Very comfortable. Easy to breathe. Easy to speak with. I'm a witness. And even made for those with sensitive skin, it works. And you get to wash it every day. So you can use it for 30 days, and that makes it affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And use the code WARRADIO20. WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allen Root and get 20% off your order. And shipping and handling for free when you spend $50 or more. BoomerNaturals.com. Code WARRADIO20.
All right, we're back. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. And I'd like to say USA. I need to get a chant, that sound effect. USA. USA. All right, 7 minutes before the top of the hour. If you guys want to try to squeeze in a call, 833-927-WAR. Well, excuse me, 823-927-8255. I'll get it right. 833-833. Oh, my God. What happened to me all of a sudden? 833-WAR-TALK. Well, I was reading this awesome quote, and it got me all fired up. The greatest fear in the world is of the opinions of others. And the moment you are unafraid of the crowd, you are no longer a sheep. You become a lion. A great roar arises in your heart. The roar of freedom. I love that quote. So somebody just sent it my way, and I will use that over and over and over again. I got to ask you a question. Is it... Oh man, do I want to go down this road? Do I have time? So there's a couple of gas stations in my neighborhood, right? There's about four gas stations, but two that are very convenient for me on the corners, right? And they're both, well, one's, I'm not going to say the, what kind of gas it is, but, you know, they're both owned, one's owned by, an Indian person, the other one's owned by more of a Middle Eastern group, right? So they're two different competing gas stations. And I went, I mean, you know what, I shouldn't tell the story. I went into the store, the Indian store the other day, and I don't know if they were cooking some kind of Indian food, but it was awful. Like, I can't go back. It was horrifying. All right, let's grab a call. Let's see if we can't grab a couple of minutes with Jim out in Connecticut. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey. Hello, Lee.
What's happening?
I'm concerned about kids going back to school.
Okay. What do you want to do about
it? The state of Connecticut has said we're not going to let the kids go back to school until it's safe for them to return.
Yeah.
My question is, what's their definition of safe?
It's a great question, I guess. That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you except for Ned Lamont. I'm sure has some kind of ambiguous answer. I thought that they were going to go two on, two off, and then a day of cleaning. Is that not no longer happening in Connecticut anymore?
Well, I have a proposal for what safe is.
Okay.
The same thing we've been doing for the last 10 years. No masks, no distancing, let the kids interact with each other like they did for 10 years. And I want to remind everybody that in 2017, 80,000 people died of the flu. So don't tell me this is a special situation.
Well, the only, and Jim, listen, I want to let you go because your phone is kicking back on me for some reason, but I thank you, and I know Jim's a listener to the morning show, and I thank you very much. The only thing, listen, I get the 80,000, and that is a significant number. Right now we're over 160,000, and it's only been 6 months, 7 months, so there is a little bit of a different dynamic, and I get it that a lot of folks died in the beginning that were in nursing homes, et cetera. I don't know what the answer is for the kids at school. It's a terrible dilemma because the kids have to go back to school. They cannot learn appropriately at home. It doesn't work. You have to have a special set of circumstances to homeschool a kid. You've got to have parents that are willing to put that time in. Otherwise, it's going to be a failure. So if you don't send the kids back to school, they're going to lose out. So there's it's a catch-22. And that, you know, on top of that, you got families who can't work now. Right? Think about it. You got a couple of kids, you know, fifth and sixth grade, fifth and seventh grade. You can't let them stay by themselves, or third and sixth grade, something like that, younger kids. You can't let them stay in the house by themselves. You can't be at work when your two kids are coming home. And that's a terrible way for a kid to live their life anyway. So I don't have, I'm sorry, Jim, I don't have an answer for that except for probably, you know, you're going to end up having to, again, I go back to what I've said from the very, very beginning, personal choice. You're gonna have to open the schools up, and the parents can make that personal choice. I send my kid to school or I don't. That's really the only answer I see, right? I mean, we can be as safe as we can, sterilize, social distance as best we can, but in the end, it's sort of the choice of the individual. At least that's what I hope we end up getting to. Hey, it was a lot of fun. Chris, thank you very much. Good to be back. Sorry I missed the day on Tuesday. Thank you all very much for the well wishes. The great Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network. See you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.